You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices are up 4.8 cents compared to last week, landing at an average of $2.92. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and over 56 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. The national average has increased during the past 2 weeks and is up 1.3 cents from last month, standing at $3.11 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say OPEC Plus has fully restored production to 2023 levels. The weak jobs report and renewed tariff threats bring fresh economic concerns, causing oil prices to potentially face headwinds. This could pave the way for a decline in gas prices in the weeks ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.76 to $2.87 per gallon. The Wisconsin Elections Commission deactivated nearly 200,000 voter registrations on Friday, August 1st. This happens every 4 years in a maintenance process required by law. The voters deactivated by the WEC had not voted in the past 4 years, and the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Megan Wolf, says the WEC does not have a record of them responding to a mailing from the agency regarding their registration status. Every 2 years, the commission is required by state law to conduct voter record maintenance. Wolf said the required review helps ensure the integrity of the statewide voter database. Individuals whose voter registration status is deactivated can no longer vote using that voter record and must re-register to vote at their current address. Of the more than 202,000 postcards the commission mailed in June notifying inactive voters a notice of suspension, 9,501 did respond. Voters with no record of responding or whose postcard was returned as undeliverable by the post office were deactivated. Air quality alert is still in effect. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
A high-pressure system is to blame for dragging in Canada's wildfire smoke. Now, the system was parked north, and as it slid directly over the Midwest, it took the smoke with it. And these pressure systems bring calm conditions, light winds, and sunny skies. Instead, we've been stuck in a haze. Because how this weather system works is it takes the air above and sinks it to the ground. Now some are feeling health issues and side effects from breathing in the polluted air. Looking back at 2023, we had 2 day hits of air quality alerts. It never lasted any longer. For example, June 27th to 29th, the alert was in effect for 2 consecutive days. Then again on July 14th through the 16th. Now this stretch we're in now, it's like the 7th inning of a non-scoring baseball game where it drags. As of August 5th, it's been an entire week. 7 days straight. Now, in some places, the alert expired on Saturday, but that still marks a record of 4 days in a row. The high-pressure system and thickest smoke is now slowly sliding to the east, hugging the Great Lakes and devouring New York. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is building to the west and headed our way. This will kick up winds and shift the air mass out of here. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now Justice Susan Crawford was officially sworn in for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday following her victory in the April election. The state Supreme Court election was the most expensive in American history. It also garnered national attention as an Elon Musk-backed political action committee spent tens of millions of dollars in support of Justice Crawford's opponent, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Justice Crawford's victory secured a 4-3 liberal majority on the court, which could become a 5-2 majority next year. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for Game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their 5th win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL. He's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jaire Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
It was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sci-fi fans, in particular, those who are fans of the show Invasion, will be happy to know that Apple TV just dropped a trailer for Season 3. The show follows five people who deal with an alien invasion from around the world. According to Deadline, Season 3 drops Friday, August 22nd on Apple TV, with new episodes dropping Friday nights through October 24th. Sylvester Stallone has made a few great movies, but a lot of stories that have come out about him over the years are not so flattering. Years ago, Pamela Anderson alleged that Rambo offered her a Porsche and/or a condo to be his number one girl. He supposedly did not deny there were other numbered girls and said, "You're in Hollywood now, honey." Cringe. Anderson says she rejected his offer, and Stallone's reps say it never happened. Anderson is allegedly dating her Naked Gun co-star Liam Neeson, who only offered her an 88 Chevy Chevette and an efficiency apartment. She accepted. It must be love. How much is Leo DiCaprio worth? In the neighborhood of $30 to $50 million, according to Warner Brothers and Michael Mann. Mann has a finished script for Heat 2, his follow-up to his 1995 film Heat. Attached so far are actors Austin Butler and Adam Driver. Mann's ideal budget is $200 million, which Warner Brothers balked at. Mann did a revised budget for $170 million, and Warner's told him they would like it to be even less expensive. Mann's solution, according to Hollywood Insider, is to sign Leonardo DiCaprio in hopes that it will get Warner's to sign off on a higher budget. The original film was a hit and starred Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Val Kilmer, and Ashley Judd. The sequel will focus on tracking down Val Kilmer's character, who escaped in the first Heat. The film is not quite a lock to get made and is currently in the very early stages of pre-production. Actor Jonathan Joss was fatally shot outside his home after a fight with a neighbor in early June. Joss had played John Redcorn on King of the Hill since 1996 after the original voice actor who played Redcorn passed away. Redcorn was honored during the season 14 finale of the show Monday night. Zigfredo Alvarez was charged with first-degree murder after the shooting but was later released on a $200,000 bond. San Antonio police initially said the murder of Joss, who was gay, had nothing to do with his sexuality, but have since walked that back, saying that they spoke too soon. And the investigation is ongoing. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus recently expressed sympathy to the San Antonio LGBTQ plus community over the loss of Joss and says the department is committed to pursuing every lead in the tragic case. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92.
It's 60 at our studios.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.